A line of passengers crammed the corridor as she came out. Most of them gaped at her. She tried to remember which was the shortest way around to Sweet Delight.
Lady Cecilia!
Brunn was waving a frantic hand. Sirkin was with her.
Brunn! Whatever are you doing there? Why aren't you on the yacht?
Don't you know about it?
What?
The invasion! The Benignity is coming, with a fleet or something. Captain Serrano doesn't think she can hold them off. They're evacuating this station and telling people planetside to go into shelter, underground if possible.
Across Cecilia's mind scrolled the broad acres of Marcia and Poots's stud farm, the great log barns, the handsome paddocks, the gleaming horses. Admittedly horses with conformational faults, but still horses.
You're serious?
Yes. Captain Serrano told Sirkin and me to go downside, find you, and take care of you. She's having a military team crew the yacht.
Where is she?
On the cruiser. Wait, I'll explain, but you have to get into this line. You have to come with us, downside.
I don't want to go back down there.
Cecilia was aware, even as she said it, that it sounded foolish.
I've been there. I want to be on my ship.
Come on, you can't do that. There's no crew, and when there is a crew, it won't be people you know. Come on, get in line with us. Come on.
Brunn stepped back, making room, and Cecilia started toward the gap.
She's an old lady. She's my mother's friend.
A rejuvenate! I'm not losing my chances to get home safe for any damn rejuvenate!
People shoved forward, slamming into Brunn and Sirkin, who could not help slamming into those ahead. A harried-looking station militiaman arrived.
Hey, no shoving! Stay in line, stay in line! Will you people calm down?
Evacuate all of us!
Eventually, things calmed down enough for Brunn to explain.
I'm sorry, ma'am, but we don't have even one space left on the down shuttles. One's filling now, hauling maximum mass, and the one you came in on will be the last down. You bought a one-way. You assured the clerk you were bound out system on your own ship.
That's right. But I can't just abandon these two. They're friends, children.
Sorry, ma'am. The clerk did try to warn you. As it is, we don't have shuttle capacity for everyone. Some have to stay and risk it.
Brunn swung a long leg over the rope that kept them all in line.
I'm staying.
Brunn, no. If there's real danger, I want you safe.
There's always danger, and Captain Serrano said to keep you safe. I can't do that from down there.
Brunn jerked her head in the direction of the planet. The line had closed in behind her without a word, but with absolute determination. Sirkin turned, started to move.
Brunn, no! Not you!
Sirkin, too, stepped over the rope.
Yes, me. I'm a navigator. I'm good for something in space and nothing much on planet. I know I don't have your kind of flair, Brunn, but I can free someone else by doing my own work.
Over her head, Cecilia met Brunn's eyes.
Then you now have two more places for those who thought they must stay. Do you need these tickets?
No, thank you.
The militia jogged toward the head of the line.
Well, come along before the yacht vanishes into space and we're left up here wondering how to run a space station.
No one was aboard the Sweet Delight. Brunn and Sirkin both knew the dockside access codes, and the hatches opened for them. Cecilia lugged her gear to her own suite and activated her desk. A stack of messages had accumulated since the last time she'd retrieved them, including one from Commerce Bank and Trust, which informed her that her balance was more than adequate to purchase all the Singularity straws she wanted. She unpacked her duffel and decided to shower. Whatever emergency was coming, she might as well meet it clean, in comfortable clothes. She stuffed her dirty clothes in the wash hamper and turned the shower to full pulse. She was finally feeling clean, all the travel grime and irritation out of her system, when the lights blinked off and back on so fast that her new panic in darkness didn't have time to reach full strength. She elbowed the shower controls from water pulse to radiant heat and blow dry. Her pulse slowed as the lights stayed on and the fan whirred steadily. She turned, running her fingers through her hair to let the warm air reach her scalp. Then she saw the shadow beyond the shower door, a moving shadow.
What the hell?
The door opened, yanked hard from outside, and Cecilia found herself face to face with a uniformed man armed with one of her own hunting rifles, the expensive ones Harris had bought for her back on Cerealis. At second glance, he looked more like a boy dressed up to play soldier, a fresh-faced youth who couldn't have been over 20.
Who are you?
Kindly hand me my robe.
Cecilia didn't bother to hide what he'd already seen. It wasn't her problem anyway. even if he was turning an unnatural red around the collar. She felt wickedly glad that he was seeing her younger body, not the 86-year-old version. When he didn't move to comply, she lifted her chin.
It's drafty, and my robe is right there beside you on the warming rack.
Yes, ma'am.
Without looking away, he reached out and snagged the robe, fingering the pockets quickly. Cecilia's brows rose. Then she realized he thought she might have weapons concealed in it, and her brows rose higher. Finally, he handed it over, and she shrugged into it, tied it around her waist.
I'm coming out.
He stepped back, giving her room. Without haste, she picked up one of the towels on the warming rack and finished drying her feet, then took another and toweled the rest of the dampness out of her hair. She moved to the mirrors and picked up the comb on the shelf.
I'm Cecilia DeMarctos. This was my yacht. It's technically Harris Serrano's now, but I've hired it. And who are you?
Pivot Major Osala, from the RSS Cruiser Vigilance, ma'am.
And what are you doing on my ship?
Her hair was fluffing into an untidy brush after the shower. It needed trimming. She glanced at the soldier in the mirror. He was looking at her as if she were something else. A monster of some sort, a freak.
Commander Serrano said, "Is that the same person you called Harris Serrano?"
Cecilia turned to face him directly.
I suppose. Harris Serrano, formerly an RSS officer and now my captain. She told you to come aboard? I suppose it's all right then.
Commander Serrano, she's taken command of the Vigilance.
She has. Good for her. Even though she did kill a raider with this yacht, if there's trouble coming, she'd much better have a cruiser to fight with.
But, ma'am, aren't you scared at all? Of me?
The confusion on his young face almost made her laugh.
I have a weapon.
Young man, Pivot Major, is it? Didn't Commander Serrano tell you about me?
No, ma'am. The ship was supposed to be empty, only we found the entry hatch open, and Jig Farrow went to the bridge with the rest of the crew, except me and Hugh. We were supposed to look for stragglers.
Well, young man, if you ask Commander Serrano, she will explain that I'm a very old lady who has been rejuvenated, and I've been face to face with more firearms than you might think. You can kill me, but you are unlikely to scare me.
Oh. Are you an undercover, too, like Commander Serrano was?
Undercover? Harris?
While that ran through her mind, she simply stared at the young soldier until he looked away.
If I were undercover, would I tell you? I don't know what your security clearance is.
No, ma'am. I mean, you don't. You wouldn't. But I still have to tell them you're here.
Of course you do. Tell Commander Serrano I'd like to speak with her at her earliest convenience, when I'm dressed.
She headed for her bedroom, and the muzzle of his weapon wavered, then fell away.
Idiot. Suppose I were a spy or whatever he suspected. I could have an arsenal under my pillows.
She pulled open drawers, rummaging through the clothes she'd left in the ship when she went down. She felt something practical was called for rather than grand lady-ish. The cream silk pullover, the brown twill slacks, the low boots with padded ankles. When she glanced in the mirror, the soldier had disappeared, no doubt to report her existence.
Harris will have something to say to him about that.
She strode out to the other room to answer her desk. There was the young man, looking embarrassed, by the door to the corridor. Another stood with him. Cecilia gave them a distracted smile and touched her control panel.
Cecilia, what are you doing on that yacht?
Cecilia queried for video, but found that the signal carried no video.
I got fed up with Marsha and Poots and came back. I was going to ask you to take me to Rotterdam.
And no one told you about the emergency?
I didn't know until I arrived at the station on the last up shuttle, which was going to be over full going down. I found Brunn and Sirkin. We're all safe.
You're not safe. You're square in the midst of a military action. This system is under attack by the Benignity. Their ships are in the outer system now, and I need that yacht and its weapons. Not three useless civilians who were supposed to be down on the surface digging in.
Civilians aren't always useless. If you can remember that far back, one of them saved your life on Cerealis.
True. I'm sorry. It's just... The question is, what now? I can't get you to safety on planet. If that's safe...
So quit worrying about it. Do you think I'm worried about dying?
You just got rejuved.
So I did. It didn't eliminate my 80-odd years of experience or make me timid. If I die, I die. But in the meantime, why not let me help?
Lady Cecilia, you are inimitable. Get yourself up to the bridge. Someone will find you a place. Jig Farrow's in command. I'll let him know you're coming.
Good hunting, Harris.